The KIJHL has announced the 2024-25 season award winners for the Eddy Mountain Division. Divisional awards are announced ahead of the start of the KIJHL playoffs, with the overall league winners announced at a later date. This year's most valuable player was Taylor Haggerty, captain of the Fernie Ghostriders. Haggerty had 30 goals and a total of 63 points in his 43 games played this season, which also gave him the distinction of top scorer in the Eddy Mountain Division. He had a plus 27 rating, contributed 17 primary assists, won nearly 60% of his faceoffs, and played an average of 19.56 per game. He is a key figure in helping the Ghostriders finishing 6th overall in the KIJHL, said a league spokesperson. His performance not only led his team, but also placed him 3rd among the KIJHL's best. Haggerty, who hails from Sherwood Park, Alta, scored 8 game-winning goals throughout the regular season and had 19 power play points. This year's top goaltender was Brendan Smith of the Creston Valley Thundercats, who played the second most minutes of any goalie in the league and posted a 1-2-1-6-4 record in 34 games, including one shutout. Peter Godley of the Columbia Valley Rockies was named most sportsmanlike player for his impactful offensive force as a rookie. He was 2nd on his team with 40 points in 41 games, during which he only spent 4 minutes in the penalty box, with the league calling him a very disciplined player. The Rookie of the Year award went to Luke Davies, a Calgary native who in his first season with the Kimberley Dynamiters had 56 points in 41 games. His 1.37 points per game average placed him 3rd in the league, trailing leader Asher Lucas by just 0.02. He had the highest goals of any rookie with 29 and had 15 power play points. He had a plus 18 rating and played an average of 17.53 per game. For the 3rd time, Kimberley Dynamiters head coach Derek Stewart was named Coach of the Year. At the beginning of the season, he set out to win the Eddy Mountain Division, and he achieved that. The team had a record of the 3rd of September 32 and their last game of the season, a 4-2 win over the Golden Rockets, was his 275th win of his KIJHL career. That makes for 275 wins in the 368 games he has coached. Stewart also won the General Manager of the Year award. The league highlighted the vast improvement the team made in the second half of the season, compared to the first. They were the 2nd of June 14 at the start and then went the 1st of March 18 to finish the season 1st in the division and 4th overall in the KIJHL. Stewart is always looking to make a move to better his team if the fit is right, said a KIJHL spokesperson. Among the moves he made was adding forward Nate Tillmans, Remy Spooner, Jake Briltz, Marcus Sear, receiving future considerations for Riley Langille and Drew Cadenhead, and in late October adding goalie Josh Hager. Stewart is in what would have been his 9th season, with one taken away by COVID. He attributed his continued success as a coach to his staff and his players. "I think the Coach of the Year award is a reflection of the staff," he said. "I'm very fortunate to have 4 guys who help out as assistant coaches that take time away from their families and their daily lives to come to the rink and help us out as much as they can. That's kind of how I view that, as a coaching staff award for all of us that help out. The priority here is getting good people in here, guys that are willing to buy in. Once you get the players to buy in, it makes your job a lot easier as a coach. Getting good players in here and good people, but also the carryover from the veterans returning have done a very good job since I've been here, in instilling the culture in the new guys and what's expected of them on and off the ice as well." He said that while the start of the season had its ups and downs, once the team settled in and got comfortable, they went on a very good run since December. Another trade he highlighted was the acquisition of Nathan Scott before the season started, calling him an underrated player. "He's turned out to be an excellent defenseman for us," Stewart said. "Unfortunately, he's injured right now, he will be back shortly, but all of our guys that we've traded for have contributed and helped, and I think it just took a little bit of gelling and team chemistry to finally reach our potential."